John Boy.
To another wonderful episode of Shelby's World Podcast. Welcome, y'all. How y'all doing today?
I'm surviving. It's a lot.
A lot going on today.
A lot going on in our state, in our city, in our country,
well,
in our world.
Yeah, and we want to say welcome to Wednesday first, May 27th. We haven't seen y'all since last week. I heard
from
last week, but we haven't seen y'all in about 2 or 3 weeks now. But we just want to say hello, first and foremost.
Yeah.
Today was a day. And today, this has been a week. And I think it's just been a lot to fathom, a lot to be a part of, a lot to have to entertain, a lot to have to deal with, a lot to explain, a lot to talk about. Mm-hmm. Because my children have so many questions, as I'm pretty sure a lot of children do. This has been a very, very weary day, y'all. I don't know, we're not going to be on here long. I can tell y'all that because we're weary, we're tired. Hey, Sean, hey, Queen. And the more I think about this, now I'm getting teary-eyed.
Yeah.
Very emotional. And, So we're going to get started off with our quote of the day. Respect people's feelings, even if it doesn't mean anything to you. It can mean everything to them, author unknown. And I chose this quote actually last week, being that this has been one of those weeks that I was like actually excited to get on Shelby's World. I wrote out a great show. Yes, Queen, a lot to process. Hey, Precious, how you doing, sweetie? A lot to process, but I wrote out a whole show for us to talk about today, but it wasn't on my heart anymore. And so I couldn't talk about something that just didn't feel good. But for what it is worth, y'all, I appreciate y'all for tuning in and checking in for us, because we're a positive show. We kind of try to keep the aura lifted, keep the mood going good. And but I'm sad today, y'all. Like, I don't know what else to be. So I'm step away for a second. Queen, take it off.
Okay. Queen had to step away for a moment, y'all. But, hey, our sponsors are Shelby's Bistro. Make sure you check Shelby's Bistro out on IG at Shelby's Bistro. And our second sponsor is J2 Couture. Check J2 Couture also out on IG as well. And make sure you also subscribe to Shelby's World Podcast on IG, which is @ Shelby's World Podcast. Thanks. We also give a shout out to our sponsor, Joe, as well, which is the Freedom Train Network. And guys, this is just, it's been a long day, with everything that's going on here in Tallahassee. It can be very moving, very touching. It's just a lot. It is a lot going on, and we just got to stay positive. We have to be here for one another, and we just got to continue to move forward. But it is time for us to really start taking action in our community. It's time for us to band together in our community and really move forward in our community as a community. And I even say as a whole community, as the whole Leon County, the whole Tallahassee, like, and the surrounding areas, it's really just time for us to start really making a difference in our community. It is just, it's too much going on that don't need to be going on. And our children, they're being affected by everything that happened today over there on the south side. Like, that's the area where it happened is actually our link up area, where we actually have our facility that we're going to actually be helping those kids in that area. We're helping, we want to help all kids all around Johnson, but our building is actually right there in Leon Arms. So for that to actually happen, and with the whole virus going on, we haven't even been over there to actually like start the program that we actually have planned out for that area. So for that to even happen, like, I just know if we was over there right now, and think about it, we would have been over there right now today doing our tutoring and everything that we had planned, that we have planned for that community. So it's a lot.
It's just a lot to take in. First of all, I want to say this so quick, because it wasn't just one life lost today. There was a child also involved in losing their life today, and we have to make sure that everybody has to be held accountable for the things that happened over the other day. We can't be mourning for one thing and not mourning for everybody, because that's our community. Those are our people. This is our culture that's being attacked. So the more that we're attacked, that's all of us. Don't think because you're a doctor or you have a degree, mm-hmm. or you got stuff going on, that you are segregated from dying or be put in a position that can cause your family to be mourning for you. So for one, I just want to say this, because we have a wonderful mental health counselor that stays tuned in with us. So I know she's processing a lot today too. This is a lot for her as well, and she's definitely going to be joining us us as a part of Link Up, because she is a part of Link Up when we do go forth into Leon Arms. But she's given some great suggestions today. Just, you know, if you are suffering, if you have thoughts and you've got things going on, take some time for you to process what you have going on. And everything doesn't have to be in a vengeful state. Sometimes you just need to sit and think about you for a second and how this is affecting you personally. Because we all have either lost someone, may lose someone, or know someone that has lost someone. And somebody's going through something today. And I don't know any of the victims personally, but this has attacked my soul, y'all. Because this is home. So we lost Mr. George Floyd. He was murdered by police a couple of days ago, live on live camera.
Take his last breath watching that. It brought tears to my eyes. Like, wow. It's a lot. It's a lot.
And I couldn't watch the video, so I definitely commend anybody that was able to stomach that, just to know, to see, and be able to know what we're continuously facing on a day-to-day basis in our community. But again, yes, y'all, we have to take responsibilities, because those two lives that lost, they could have almost probably been prevented in their death today. But a lot of this stuff go back to childhood trauma. The live video was shared to me with a young lady, and I haven't watched it, because it takes a lot, y'all. To hear someone's hurt and to hear someone's travesty and their tragedy, it's a hurtful thing. So I have to get myself prepared for stuff like that. So I haven't been able to watch it live, but Queen was able to share some of the things and details with me, and to let me know that this is a childhood trauma situation that a lot of this stuff has stemmed from. And if we don't start dealing with our children's traumas while they're children, we're going to grow up with more. They're going to grow up to be broken men, broken women, and continuously trying to maintain in a broken society. It's hard to be broken and live broken. So whatever we can do as their parents and as their leaders, y'all, we have to do that, because a lot of this stuff that's happened today in our own backyard could have been prevented today. Yeah. It could have been prevented. And how are y'all feeling? How y'all doing? I know we and Queen have told y'all how we doing. How y'all doing?
It's a lot. And I think it's a lot for me because I knew the young lady personally. Like, I went to middle school with her, so we wasn't friends, but just childhood friends. And knowing someone for over 20-some years of your life, knowing that person, knowing of that person, knowing her brother, people that she hung around, some of her family members, to actually know her and to actually hear her last live that she did last night. It makes sense why she felt the way she felt. Didn't know the childhood trauma that she went through, but it all came full circle for me thinking back to when we was in middle school. And I'm like, that's why she used to act like that. That's why she did this. That's why she had this tough guy, girl role that she always portrayed as a teenager. And it makes sense because of the stuff that she actually went through. And I mean, y'all, I literally was home crying. Like, I texted Queen Michelle while I was at my station. I was asking her, and she was like, I don't know. But when someone else in one of Queen Michelle's comments, and she sent me the actually live video, she was like, yeah, Candace, that's her. That's her. She was like, watch her live from last night. And when I watched that live, I mean, it brought tears to my eyes. I had to call one of our other friends that we went to school with, and he was just like, he was even taken for words. And I think all of us taken for words because we didn't know the childhood trauma that she actually went through, but now it makes sense. And to hear the words that were spoken out her mouth on that live, and me being the spiritual person that I am, I could see in her eyes that she was just tired. She was ready for whatever came her way. She was to the point speaking the words that y'all just make sure that my family is okay, make sure that my mom's okay. And it was touching because her mom was actually calling her phone while she was doing this live. And she was like, Mom, you need to go lay down, go to sleep, because I'm going to do what I want to do. And it's just like, what do you do? What do you do? Like, y'all, we really have to take mental health very seriously, very, very seriously. We as parents, we as young adults, we as older parents, it doesn't matter. Children are going through stuff, like I said before. We, as our Linked Up organization, we would have been over there today in that neighborhood helping with when the whole thing was going on. Like, some of us literally would have been there and had a chance serving lunch, doing tutoring, doing all the activities that we actually have prepared for that community over there. Like, we would have literally been over there watching this whole thing unfold, and social media to actually sit there and watch that whole thing unfold as people actually doing live. You just hear the people in the background, I mean, cursing crying, out the police, praying, crying, just going off. You see little children running around. And it's like, we don't even know what is going to happen with our children, the children that's over there. Like, we don't have to go. We are going to be working with these children. It's our responsibility to make sure that they are. But now it's our responsibility not to make sure that the parents that's in that community continue to raise those kids in that community. So it's like, this is a lot. Like, we was excited to come back on Shelby's World Podcast today to be live again, but like, me and Queen Shell, we really like lost for words right now. For us to even be right here talking now, like, it's just like, we know we have to do this because this is something that we committed to. This is Shelby's World Podcast. Y'all see us every Wednesday. Y'all hear from us every Wednesday. But I mean, y'all, this is a lot. We try to stay positive. Like, I know Shell don't even want to really be dwelling on this right now because of where both of our mindsets are at when it comes down to the show and everything. But, y'all, we have to. It's time for us to start really taking action and doing stuff. We have to come together as a community. And when I say all of them, black, white, purple, yellow, green, we all, it's time for all of us to come together.
Collectively, but we're talking about us. It's just about us. Because we can't save nobody else when we're right here struggling ourselves. as a culture and a community. I'm just being totally honest. I'm not anywhere near, I have a hateful bone in my body, but I swear to God, the only people I'm thinking about right now is black people when it comes to saving people right now. So if anybody offended by that, I don't give a damn. Blue Lotus, you want to come on and say anything, Queen? Because you might, you know, that's why I said I need some time, because my mind frame ain't right where it needs to be to let the people hear exactly what needs to be said. My motivation and my encouragement is not there today. So I want somebody to pop on that can kind of help us out today.
Yeah.
Queen, what you got for me today? Can I add you on? Say yes or no to me. Because I definitely want to get you on. I see you on now. But I want to definitely add you on if we can. I know you have.
She has the experience.
And you could definitely guide them. So, she ain't even on here no more. I thought she was still on. If she's able to get back on, y'all would. But like I said, I'm just not in that mindset today to just try to be coy about the situation. Hey, cuz, how you doing? How you doing, boo? Because for one thing, you know, I got a lot. It's a lot. Like I said, we got a lot. We've been trying to process a lot. We just dealt with last week talking about Ahmaud Arbery and him being slain. And the more things that are coming out in regard to that shows just as much as what we all expected anyway, is that he was slain. So I just want to know how y'all feeling, because is anybody willing to share their thoughts? You can type it in, say how you feeling. Just kind of change the mood a little bit for us, y'all, because I'm not quite there today. I know I'm human, but I'm really not quite there today.
I think it's hard for anybody that has actually like seen the Facebook lives and everything. It's just sad. Her two lives were taken. Like that whole community has to actually deal with this now. So. I don't know. Like, I don't even know what to say no more. Like, I'm really just lost for words. And I know when I leave, I'm going to exercise, but when I get home, I'm definitely going to go into prayer, because I knew that young lady. And I think about her mom, her nieces, her nephews, her brother. And she even said to her uncle, even said to her, you know, don't do nothing. Don't make no decisions while you upset. But she was just, I could see you could tell a lot by looking into people's eyes. And she was just ready. She said it like, she knew she wasn't wanting to go back to prison where she had just got released. And she was just done. She was done. And she poured a lot out on that last video she did. It was almost like she told her testimony before she asked. She didn't know she was going to die, but she planned, like, okay, is this what I'm going to plan to do? If more than likely I might lose my life with what I'm thinking about doing to these people that violate.
But that even goes to show with that, because she was in an emotional state for things that just happened to her. Let's move a step further and think about the fact that we got people that's constantly still standing around videoing people dying. You understand what I'm saying? Mr. George Floyd,
George Floyd
was murdered on camera.
Right.
How do you, as a family member, as a community person, how do you stand there to watch that? How do you not, I can't hear because I didn't watch the video, but was there screaming of get off him, don't do this to him? Was there anybody trying to run up and pull the police off of this man? When are we willing to really get to the point where we're willing to say, you know, my life is worth it, so is theirs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got to speak up, y'all. We just, like, stand up. And I don't believe in that violence beget violence mess, but I just know, me as a person, had that been a family member of mine, I ain't the person that's going like, oh, had I been there, whatever. I know me. I know my mentality. I know my mind. I know my anger. I know my hatred when things going on like that because I can't sit and watch. So when, for people to sit there and watch and constantly film people being murdered and don't do anything about it but share the video, what do you think about that? How do you feel about that? Is that something that y'all would participate in? Would you be like thankful that you were able to catch it on video and say, okay, I was able to share it, so this is my help by sharing the story? Like, what is your point of doing that? How are you helping the situation? What are we doing as a culture, as a community, to change how we visualize ourselves being murdered? Because that's not the way I see myself dying. What are y'all wanting to do to change that method? Because I said over and over again, I know a lot of people get tired of me because I don't give a damn. I'm going to go on those posts. I'm going to rent some time. It started in the dollar. It started in the pocket.
Yeah.
You have to be collective at some point. You don't got to have the Jordans. Just like you go stand in line for Gucci and Hermes and all that, whatever you it's called. Guess who don't care about y'all? Gucci or Hermes.
None of them.
I don't care about it's okay to look good. We good. We can, but one thing about us, y'all, we look good at anything. So it don't matter if they got a name on it, if it costs $3,000. It don't matter, but we, because those same people who spending all our money with, they silent. George Floyd, why silent? These people don't care. But it's up to us to change the narrative. Do not think that it's okay to go and start a war. Just, let me say that.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and correct anybody's mindset if that's what you want, because you ain't got 100 soldiers behind you. We ain't got 10 damn near. That's just how uncollective we are. But there are people that are with the same process of rebuilding and creating unity. There are people like that with that mindset. So don't think just because it's 10 people here that it's not 10 people there. Mm-hmm. People just do and plan silently. That's real revolutions anyway. But my whole point is, if you're going to do something, what are we going to start with? If we know we can't do a lot right now, what can you do? And that, I keep saying, it's your pocket.
Yeah.
It's your pocket.
Well, that's what
the big spending, the biggest spending, we ain't going to follow that. Ain't nobody going to do that. Because they can't even, they're going to be out there in line on Black Friday.
Yeah.
If we can't do collective stuff, then how can we make a change within this community, y'all? We have to change. We got to do something different. And I'm willing to hear all things. I'm going to add Sean in real quick before we get out of here. Because this, yeah. And how do you do this, Queen? I'm doing it.
She should pop up over there.
Exactly. Hey.
You didn't turn the camera around.
I did. I'm so sorry.
We got you off camera, my man.
Okay. I think I'm moving the camera too fast.
Hold on, Queen. Hold on.
Y'all give me an all my raw today. I ain't gonna make it wrong. My eyes are. Is this the way it is? Come on, babe. You add a queen. Add on your Facebook.
So she might have to come on my arm. She's gonna have to actually get on my page. Shauna, come on my page. And then I can add her. I think I can add her.
Every time I try to touch it, it just slipped back on me. No, I'll be lost. I'm not techno savvy.
It's adding.
All right. Queen. What's up?
Shelby and Candace have made extremely good points about everything. And today has been a stressful day. But the reality of it is, it's not just today.
Mm-mm.
If this is an attempt hurt. This is an accumulation of fear, an accumulation of just sadness, rage, because it has me. Our black men and women are constantly dying, not by our hands and by the hands of this. Sometimes I like to be politically correct, but I'm in the same fix as you right now, Shelby. And it's hard to be politically correct when you're dealing with all these emotions. But one of the things that we really have to do is acknowledge the history of this country. This country was built on the back of black lives. And fear, oppression has been ingrained in every component of our lives. So, for us, it's layers. So, when we talk about childhood trauma, that's a big component of it, but we need to begin to deal with childhood trauma. We need to begin to deal with generational trauma. Mm-hmm. We need to deal with historical trauma.
Yeah.
Because this fear, this anger that we're fixing, it's just from these recent events. This
right.
Build up. And this is basically, I think, this might be the straw that broke the camel back. And here we are just tired, we're overwhelmed, we're tired of being tired. And so that's why I say create a space to feel these feelings. It is okay to be in the space. Anytime you get ready to deal with any type of emotion, you have to first acknowledge that emotion. And so this is us. And as positive as we would like to be, as healed as we would like to be, we cannot get to that place of healing without at first acknowledging the trauma that we experience.
That's
this
right.
is
That's
trauma
right.
happens to our souls. We have teenagers who leave our house every day. And now we have to literally micromanage them. We have to tell them these crazy,
scenarios,
everything
right.
you need to do.
I have 30 interactions with fucking people that will possibly preserve their life.
That's
the
right.
reality of it is.
Yes.
As educational as I see with my children, with the young people that I work with the children of Leon Arms, when somebody makes a decision to take your life, it is not what you can say. Usually, it's only something you can do. For instance, our brother, who was choked to death with a knee on his neck, he begged.
He pleaded. He cried out.
He kept dying words. I cannot breathe. You're choking me. And then you have citizens who are reporting, and they actually were also pleading. With the police, the only way that would have resulted
is somebody dying.
And it would have still been a bad sacrifice. Especially if they were a black male or female, they would have been
dead too.
Perceived that it is great things to do. And so then, so it's a lot. That's why people aren't responding.
Mm-hmm.
That's why a lot of people are feeling helpless. And so then it's like, what am I to do? How do I respond?
Correct.
And many people feel like reporting is the only way to respond.
To have it on tape.
I come from a line of fight before just, that's not me. I've always been a rebellious child. So when asked that question, what am I doing? My dad told me that.
I
will not stand around and let one of my family members being murdered in cold blood, and I've been in so many situations where I speak or act before I think fear overcome me, but sometimes it is fear. It's fear of that person's life being taken away. It's a lot. We really have to speak, and I appreciate what we're doing with Speak Up, the Corona. in our schedule, but the fact that we're able to be preventive, we've already established the relationship with this community, that gives us, you know, kind of a hands up for us to just go in and resume the work that we've been doing. And that's one of the ways we build unity.
Correct.
Not intervening.
Correct.
We have to focus more on prevention.
Correct.
And then, hopefully, with prevention, we can deal with a lot of things that's going on. We can unify. We cannot be, as much as we like to pull people on, we cannot be worried about the people who refuse to assist, who refuse to make commitment to whatever cause it is, because that energy that we
and we can use that on something else. Exactly.
Today may be, it's going to be hard to be positive today, but just rest assured that you are doing the work that you were called here to do. It's time for us to stop by and behind prayer and religion. Prayer is. And
can't
go pray, baby, after this.
I am. Trust me, I am.
Because
you put us in the work, too.
Mm-hmm.
So
I am.
We have to move movement, and we have to be doing the work to build our things, able to build our children, to create what we need. And that is love in the community. Controlling our dollar, I wish we really understood how our money plays a role, even systematically. They gave out stimulus checks, and they knew that it would be the people who are at the lower end of the economy, and even that is, we don't know our power with it. So, anyways, but everybody that's listening, create that space, plan for what you could do to help, and what you could do to be preventive and prevent a situation from happening, and by yourself in the situation, how might you react? And so those are things that we can begin to talk about and understanding and conquering this thing called fear that is preventing us from taking a united front. But that's part of the oppressive system. There are systems within that are in place to keep us down and unorganized.
Well, Queen, we appreciate you for even taking your time to step in, because I know as a counselor that this was a very pulling week for you as well. And it's not, like you said, this isn't something that's new to us. We're just at a state of unrest. We're upset. We're tired. We're angry. It's hard to even translate all the feelings and emotions that we're currently having at this time. So I just appreciate you for taking the time to step on with us and share your thoughts and your feelings. We're going to get out of here, y'all, because it's a lot. And I think that we need to allow people to get back to doing things that allow them to be okay. Because after today and after tomorrow, this is not, again, a new thing to us. So we got to learn how to build going forward. And I want y'all to think about that. If you don't think about nothing else beyond your mental health when you leave the show today, think about that financial aspect that I spoke about today, because it's very important to start with. I mean, we can't say that we're not going to Walmart. We got to be, because those are essential things. Anything you need essentially, you need to live with essentially. But things that you don't have to have, we got to start saying no to it, because that's how we're going to start taking back our power. It got to start somewhere. So we appreciate y'all for tuning in. thank y'all for sharing your time with us. And I want to bid you all peace, health, love, sanctity, and I definitely hope y'all lean on your saviors, whoever they may be, to take you all through this and comfort the families. If you know the families of the slain victims, please reach out to them. You don't know what they're going through, so please take the time to reach out to everybody that you know that's suffering through this time. We appreciate y'all, and y'all take care today.